Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple Pay is continuing its transit rollout in New York City. The MTA has announced that its contactless payment platform, which supports Apple Pay, is now available at Penn Station. Starting this week, you can use Apple Pay at 18 turnstile arrays at Penn Station. There's also support for Apple Pay Express Transit Mode, which allows users to complete Apple Pay transactions without having to authorize with Face ID or Touch ID. Instead, you just tap your iPhone or Apple Watch on the terminal and your default card is used for the transaction. According to MTA, the Omni system is seeing better than expected adoption, and that by the end of this month, it expects that all MTA-operated buses on Staten Island, two Staten Island railway stations, and 85 subway stations will have active Omni readers with support for Apple Pay. The biggest drawback of the Omni platform right now is that it's limited to full fare pay-per-ride use. This means that it does not support fare options such as unlimited ride passes or any discounted tiers. The MTA says that this will change in 2020 as the Omni rollout continues and as the platform improves. In other news, Twitter has finally added support for sharing live photos. This means that you can now upload live photos taken with your iPhone to Twitter, and the Twitter app will display those photos as GIFs. This feature will work anywhere you upload photos on Twitter, across all platforms, and it's been a long time coming, as iOS first introduced live photo support 4 years ago. With live photos, your iPhone records what happens 1.5 seconds before and after you take a picture. Twitter will turn those images to GIFs, allowing your followers to see those additional 3 seconds. Converting the live photos into GIFs is what makes it possible for them to be viewed across all platforms. You can download the latest version of the Twitter app on the App Store to get started. We are sponsored this week by Nanoleaf, who is ushering in a new era of beautifully personalized lighting experiences. Nanoleaf has been a key innovator in smart lighting since 2016, as early adopters of Apple's HomeKit with the release of its visually intriguing smart LED light panels. Nanoleaf's collection of modular lighting solutions offers users the ability to pair lighting with music, play interactive games, and also set scenes or trigger other HomeKit devices on the network. Every product created by Nanoleaf embodies the company's philosophy of smarter by design. Visit nanoleaf.me/9to5Mac or the link in the show notes below for more info on exclusive deals for Nanoleaf's design kits, twin packs, and starter kits. And from December 26th through January 2nd, 9to5Mac Daily listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer on Nanoleaf's flagship products, Nanoleaf Rhythm and Nanoleaf Canvas. My thanks to Nanoleaf for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Apple is facing backlash for using the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, to remove a tweet that contained an iPhone encryption key. Over the weekend, a security researcher posted a tweet containing an encryption key that could be used to reverse engineer the Seclear Enclave processor in the iPhone. After the tweet started to gain traction, a law firm with ties to Apple submitted the takedown request. Twitter complied with that request and took the tweet down. Almost immediately, however, Apple started facing pushback from security researchers, with some even accusing them of abusing the DMCA. Additionally, moderators of the Jailbreak community on Reddit report that Reddit has received several takedown notices for posts related to iPhone jailbreaking and security. But as the backlash grew, Apple switched gears and said that while it did send the initial DMCA takedown request to Twitter, it ended up retracting that request and asking Twitter to put the tweet back online. So while the tweet is now available again, Apple has not yet commented on who made the DMCA requests to Reddit. Apple's apparent crackdown on this sort of content comes as two new jailbreaks have gained traction over the last few months. One security researcher said that this is Apple's attempt to pick a legal fight in response to those jailbreak tools. You can read more about this situation at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple Watch users will soon be able to share heart rate data with Orange Theory fitness machines without using a separate dedicated heart rate monitor. The popular fitness club today unveiled its new Link accessory for using the Apple Watch to track heart rate during workouts. The new accessory will be available to purchase sometime during the first quarter of 2020 at $129. That accessory will work with Orange Theory's new app for Apple Watch. Orange Theory's in-studio heart rate tracking system previously relied on other dedicated heart rate monitors to calculate your workout intensity. Of course, you could always track your workout on your own with the Apple Watch, but the data captured on the watch wasn't shared with Orange Theory's system. This implementation of Apple Watch into Orange Theory's fitness system is interesting. Apple does have a technology called GymKit that lets exercise machines like treadmills and bikes share important workout metrics with Apple Watches. Despite the simplicity of GymKit, however, it has struggled to gain adoption outside of a select few fitness clubs. Orange Theory's upcoming device won't be as seamless as GymKit, but it's an interesting solution for letting Apple Watch customers do more with their fitness trackers in the gym. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, keep up with the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.